Nintendo Podcast, episode 23!
Tagline extravaganza!
Oh, we were going to talk about the tagline later, so we'll make you wait anyway.
You did make the announcement, so...
Yeah, I did say, we do have our tagline after many, many weeks of discussion. I guess it's been over 20 weeks, so we finally have it. Hooray!
Oh, it hasn't been over 20 weeks.
What has it been? If this... Oh, I guess not, yeah.
It's not like we were like,
12
hey.
Weeks?
Yeah, it's not 12
weeks, 13 weeks.
Blah, blah, blah. What do you guys think? And then started doing podcasts.
That's exactly how it went. Blah, blah, blah. What do you guys think?
That's it.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, we have Kirby.
Hey.
Nikki Hill.
Pleasure to be here, raw meat.
Myself. John the Savage.
Hello.
Lou.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Nintendo.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Donnie.
Hello.
Lots of news this week. There was a ton of news, so we're going to get right into it.
Bam!
Resident Evil DS, the director of that game, Minoru Nakai, talked a little bit about the Revolution franchise, or the Resident Evil franchise. He talked about...
Working on a game.
Would you like to do a story?
From what I hear is they're working on a game, but they won't exactly say what the game is. It's not necessarily in the Resident Evil vein, I guess.
Series.
that
don't worry.
We're looking for franchise,
or anything that has to do
lineage.
Yeah,
or Resident
Ancestry.
Evil thingies.
Well, anyway, so we don't know what their game is. We don't know what Capcom's game is for the Revolution. But the good news that came out of this is they said they're working on this mystery title, but it's because they want to get themselves familiar with the Revolution controller. And from this work, they may do a Resident Evil exclusive to the Revolution using the Revolution controller, so...
Just like Resident Evil 4 was exclusive to the GameCube?
Yeah, for a little while, and then...
Well, there was also, Resident Evil 0 and the remake?
Those stayed. But then Resident Evil 4 came out for PS2, and now everybody thinks it's only out on PS2.
And apparently it's the number two game for PS2.
It is.
Wait. They don't even know that the game is...
Exactly.
There's that controller that's the chainsaw.
Newbie Tech.
That kind of had not exactly the same controls as the new Revolution controller, but it did have some sort of special control, didn't it?
I didn't use it, so I don't
know. No, but if you actually swung it, and that would make the chainsaw...
When do you have a chainsaw in that game?
In Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Don't you get a chainsaw?
Some of the bad guys have chainsaws.
No, when you play like Mercenaries or something, can't you get the chainsaw?
I don't know. I didn't play much of Mercenaries.
Well,
I think
the game is over, they let you borrow the chainsaw.
I know you get like stuff like the Chicago typewriter and the hand cannon and all that stuff.
I didn't play it.
That's a special mini game after Resident Evil 4. You get to chop firewood.
Hey, Gennados, can I borrow your chainsaw? I'm gonna make a fire.
This is the best game ever.
And they're like, see.
We had all this wind out here in the Northeast, so, you know, we got some trees to chop up. They blew over.
See, I missed out not playing the extra stuff. But anyway, so there might be a Resident Evil exclusive for Revolution down the line that fully utilizes the Revolution controller. So that would be pretty cool. We've all thought of the flashlight idea, obviously. What was that, Nintendo? Whisper again. But I'm sure there's many other things they could do with it. Other news about the Revolution coming from Satoru Iwata this week. Nintendo, since you're here, you want to cover the quote from Mr. Iwata?
Sure.
Speak loudly.
Sure, everyone. He says, and I quote, this is a Japanese guy, right?
Wow.
This is Mr. Iwata, yes.
Wow.
I have to make sure before I made a fool out of myself.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's a good thing you made sure. Not going to look like a fool now. It's Iwata guy. President Nintendo is American, right?
You caught me off guard. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, we cannot disclose the Revolution's release period yet, but we have no plan to miss out on the year-end sales battle. As for North America, we need to release.
Release.
They need to release the secret weapon.
It's by Thanksgiving, or otherwise we won't receive support from the retail industry. I'm doing Barbara Walters. So the Revolution will be released prior to that period.
Very good.
Nice recovery.
He sounds a lot like your Miyamoto, actually.
And all the other Japanese guys, I do.
So, yeah, it's going to come out by Thanksgiving, but it'll be out, I think, a couple weeks before, at least. Or maybe we'll get lucky enough and see it sometime during this summer. What do you guys think? How soon before Thanksgiving are we going to see The Revolution?
Maybe we'll see it before Thanksgiving, 2007.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about 2006 here, people.
No, I'm just trying to get them riled up so that they try to rub it back in my face by releasing it by, like,
November 9th.
Oh.
November 9th.
Wow. Psychology.
What is
that? Is that your official date?
November 9th.
Lube is calling.
No. Well, when did the 360 come out? The 9th?
I don't know.
I bet it's going to come out.
I thought
that
was in the 20s.
Or no, wait, I'm thinking of Halo 2. When did Halo 2 come out?
That was the 9th. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to come out the 9th.
All right. Lube's calling November 9th. Any other takers on
the
date?
Do you even know what day of the week the 9th is?
Tuesday.
The best day ever. All right. Tuesday, November 9th, and people will be waiting until like 2035 for it to happen.
I don't think it takes that long for the days to cycle through.
I don't know. How long does it take, Professor?
I would say about...
I was talking to you.
No, don't look at me.
Well, anyway.
Every 7.
It's coming out before Thanksgiving, so that's good news. I'm really excited for it. How about everybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're going to take off work that Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We're taking off work.
It's a Thursday.
Oh.
All right. Thursday.
Are you staying? You're staying with Thursday.
I'm staying
okay.
with the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's... It's the Revolution, so they're going to do everything different. They're going to start releasing games...
Why not,
on
a Sunday?
On Tuesday or Wednesday.
There's been stuff out on Sunday.
I'll release
possible.
You on a Sunday.
Ooh.
I didn't say Sunday. He said Sunday.
I'll release you into hell.
Mark Loeb's words. He's doing it. All right. Interesting story about Animal Crossing this week. A version of eBay has opened for Animal Crossing. It's not related to the actual eBay owners, but this is called Nook Bay. And you can go online and bid on virtual items that you can get in Animal Crossing. I've talked about this before on the site, but I haven't really talked about it during the show. How does everybody feel about the sale of virtual products for actual money?
I think we talked about
it.
Did we talk about it on the show?
Yeah, we did talk about it, but not about actual Nook Bay. We were talking about it being done on eBay. Or
how people are like dumb enough to do it.
I mean,
call them dumb.
No.
But I mean, if they really want to give their money away that easily.
Yeah.
There are starving children in other countries where that money could go.
That's true.
How much money are we talking here? Like,
I don't know. All I know is I saw like stuff they had for sale. Like they had 4 million bells for sale. I don't know what that runs in real money, but I'm sure people can spend a good amount of money on this stuff. So.
I think it's $1
Check
a bell.
The currency exchange.
Yeah, what's the currency exchange between bells and the American dollar? So, I mean, if you're really hurting for, like, a picture or a piece of fruit or something, you can go on and buy it, but, nookbay.com.
It should be better on that, because it'll be, like, regulated, whereas eBay, it's, like, unregulated, you know?
That's true.
I guess. My humble opinion.
I think it would have been a good idea if it was fake. You could, like, do it on the game.
It was fake and you could do it on the game.
Like,
oh, if they had a virtual
money,
okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
You could do it with other people.
I don't know if you have to register or not, but that's a really cool idea. To be able to sit down at, like, a computer in Animal Crossing and shop online in the game, that'd be awesome. I think you're on to something. All right. Who here is a fan of Super Monkey Ball?
I am.
Woo! Monkey balls!
Monkey target.
We only have two people that. Well, three.
I love that.
Not to be confused with space monkeys.
Well, yeah, kids, don't play space monkey. If you know what you're talking, what I'm talking about, I'm not going into. Super Monkey Ball DS was supposed to come out in March, but Sega just announced that it got a new release date of drumroll. Everybody stop! Everybody stop! Nintendo, do your drumroll again. It went something like, meow. Well, anyway, it's coming out February 21st.
Yay! This is after Valentine's Day.
Oh.
My brother's birthday.
Whatever.
Are you going to get a monkey ball?
He doesn't have a DS. I didn't
get him
first.
A DS.
Happy birthday, Brother Savage.
So,
Savage Brother.
His brother's name is Fred.
Super Saturday.
So anyway, Monkey Ball is going to be coming out earlier than we expected, and that's awesome because I'm really excited for this game. We get some Monkey Target, Monkey Golf, Monkey Bowling, Monkey whatever fight. So there's tons of stuff.
Oh, is Gon going to be in this game?
We can only hope. I'm a fan of I, but hopefully Gon Gon will be there.
Gon Gon.
So, it's coming out earlier, and we'll be able to enjoy that game. A rumor coming from IGN about the Revolution and Sega, who makes Monkey Ball. Sega, or IGN says, sources close to Sega have told IGN Revolution that the developer is working on a new entry into the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise for Nintendo's next generation console. The title, developed by a top-tier Sega team led by Yuji Naka, he's the guy that invented Sonic the Hedgehog. It will not be a port of the 360 or PlayStation 3 game that we've already heard about. Instead, it is an entirely original effort designed from the ground up to take advantage of the Revolution's unique controller. And that's all they had for details.
Well, you know how the controller, you turn it, you roll it side to side? Well, this, you're just going to have to, continue rolling it.
It could be like starting a fire or call friction. Friction.
Yeah. Between your hands. Like that thing Mr. Miyagi had. rest in peace, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
His name is Pat Maria.
Pat Maria.
I always forget it, though.
He was American.
Yeah, I'd like to discuss what how they could possibly use the Revolution controller to work with Sonic.
Oh, because you use it like a gun for Shadow, right?
Oh, God.
That's all we're going to see now.
Shadow 3. Shadow's
oh, man, I hope that doesn't come true. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a horrible thought. They might give Sonic
here
a gun.
First, folks. Go Nintendo.
They'll make a first-person shooter.
Sonic first-person shooter.
That'd be great.
I'm trying
you know how sick kids would get? You know the amount of... seizures that would be
vomit?
Had from just going like down a hill.
Maybe they could have special mini games where you see like a very zoomed out picture of a course, and you see like the loops and everything, and you have to trace the line really quick, and then you see Sonic run through it to see how well he can get through based on the line that you drew. No good.
No.
Wow. Wait, can I hear a better idea from somebody else?
Yeah.
You just wiggle it back and forth to rev it up. That's it.
To rev it up.
You know, rev him up. He goes.
All right. So. So when you're when he ducks down into the ball, you want to shake the controller back and forth, and then
whatever.
Once you stop shaking, he takes off.
Yep. Not exactly shake
it. Power up, you know.
Like zoom, turn zoom, it back. What are we saying? Shaking or what? Or like a pullback toy or something like that?
No, I think you.
Yeah,
would...
like that, where you go like this. That's terrible.
Well, that's a vulgar movement.
Maybe like this.
Luke,
like
did you have a real idea?
Yeah, man. There's an attachment where you put it around your finger like it's a ring and attach to the controller. And then you spin your hand. Super fast like that, and you go faster.
That is a real good idea.
And the controller goes
and then
flying
the controller falls over and he goes flying across the room and hits your mom in the face and she's like, boy, I wish you were smoking crack and not playing those video games.
Bravo. Wow. Bravo.
Somebody get this guy a glass of water.
Well, I'm glad you got that out of your system.
I don't think it is out of your system.
Well, that I'll have to admit, that's a better idea than the one I came up with. So, I hope this rumor comes true because I am a fan of the Sonic series, and I want a great Sonic to come out after the travesty that was Shadow the Hedgehog. So, other good Nintendo news: Nintendo stock has risen 6.2% based on the recent. Interviews Reggie and Iwata have done for various newspapers and such, and they're riding the wave of Revolution rumors and stuff like that now, and people are really getting excited for it, so hopefully it'll just keep going up as we head into E3, and then at E3 with the announcement of the system, hopefully they'll get another big jump. So let's give Nintendo a round of applause.
Yeah.
I think it's time to invest in some stock.
Yeah, really.
The Revolution.
I wonder how much Nintendo
plan
stock
all
cost.
Along. I just never did it. Because yeah.
Yeah?
Didn't do it.
Well, you should do it now. Now would be a good time.
Now it's up 6.2%.
This is like
higher.
Insider information right here. Buy Nintendo stock.
That's
before
right.
The Revolution comes out.
And then you won't have money to buy the Revolution because you spend it all on stock.
Well, then you cash
yeah, but
it
then
in.
The only take problem, it out.
But you have to wait then. You have to wait to get your money. I want Revolution Day 1.
The problem, like, I don't know. I'd be concerned with, like, then the Revolution comes out and it goes a little while and then everyone's like, all right, let's cash out. And then, like, stock
plummets.
Are they all going to announce it like that?
All right!
Speaking of competition, I knew Nintendo would say something. EGM Magazine did interviews with Bill Gates and Peter Moore about the Xbox 360 and stuff like that, but they managed to work in a few Nintendo-related questions in there. So, Nintendo, could you please read EGM's parts, and I'll read the rest?
Sure. EGM asks, what do you think about the Nintendo Revolution controller?
Peter Moore. This is Peter Moore speaking. I can't do an impression because he sounds like a normal guy. I found it very intriguing, and I'm always a big fan of companies that try and innovate in a space where we need to do things a little differently. It still remains to be seen how well it'll do, because there's no game to demo against it yet to get a feel for it, but I still respect and admire the fact that they're willing to take what is clearly a huge risk to innovate. Let's see if it works out for them.
EGM then asks, Jay Allard once told us that he'd give up his Ferrari and his office if Shigeru Miyamoto quit Nintendo to go work for Microsoft. What would you give up?
For Miyamoto-san? Well, I don't have a Ferrari to give up. I'd give up Jay's Ferrari again. I have 5 cars. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, I'd give up all of my cars. Might give up my house, too, if I get it reimbursed back on my expenses. I'm not sure that would happen.
Asks, if Nintendo or Sony offered to take Rare off your hands at cost, would you sign?
No. They're very important to the future of the platform. So, Peter Moore has some great things to say about Nintendo, which he has said in the past, too. He usually says pretty positive things towards Nintendo, so,
That bastard.
Oh. Damn him for saying good stuff. now save that line for the next part. This is a one question that was asked to Bill Gates regarding the revolution. Go ahead, Nintendo.
EGM asks the great question. Do you wish Microsoft had come up with the fantastic, awesome idea for the Nintendo Revolution controller?
Oh.
Now, everybody where it says laughs because you join in with an evil laugh for me. No. We'll watch and see. Holding two different things like that? Anyway, Nintendo, you've got to give it to them. They march to the beat of a different drummer. Sometimes they make it, sometimes that makes them incredibly right, and sometimes that makes them incredibly wrong. They're certainly making a very different bet in terms of how much they're putting in the graphics this time. I do not think the question as to whether they can get I do think there is a question as to whether they can get outside the young age bracket at all. That's been tough for them.
Oh, wow.
So this is like, as I said on the site, a compliment sandwiched in between two huge punches in Nintendo's face, so.
I want to curse so bad.
I didn't really have much against Bill Gates before, but, I don't know, he seems pretty smug after this statement.
They are ants, Michael. They are ants.
You take a look at the cheap bowl cut.
Buy him out, boys! That was all Simpson stuff. I applaud Peter Moore, and I reserve judgment on Bill Gates. How do you guys feel about Bill Gates' statement, Nintendo?
We bring it to you!
I think it's poo! I think he's...
That's the type of top-notch reporting you can get from Go Nintendo. I think it's poo.
He's hiding his sorrow at the fact that he didn't think it's such an awesome idea. I don't like the thing he says at the end, whether they can get outside the young age bracket at all.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty lame.
Hey,
we like shooting people on the Xbox.
He's speaking in fanboy terms, I believe, and it's a little disappointing to see that coming from somebody so high up in Microsoft. Well, basically as high as you can get. So.
Are we still talking about Bill Gates?
Yes.
He doesn't even have a college degree. Come on.
thanks for your one
thanks
sentence, Donnie.
Donnie, you know, you don't either.
You never even finished Jedi.
Not yet. I do.
Kirby, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I don't want to defend what he says, but if the system is yours, like, you're the one who developed it, you have the right to be a fanboy about it.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. His baby is the Xbox and the Xbox 360, but it's also Peter Moore's baby too. And Peter Moore gave his honest opinion on Nintendo, and I think Bill Gates is just leaning more towards the fanboyish side of it. Like, I understand that you have pride for your system, but I think you should be able to speak openly about everything else out there. But it is a good point.
But we also didn't mention that Bill Gates was also sitting on top of a stack of $1 million bills.
Okay, well now everybody knows.
Yeah.
I think somebody needs to hit that guy in the face with a pie again.
Oh, wait.
Lube was actually the one that did that.
I got him good.
Got another one in the oven right now.
All right. We're going to end this on a Miyamoto quote.
Yay!
From Maxim magazine.
Yay,
it's great. I'm not going to say the stuff he spoke. He said stuff about the revolution.
He's not wearing anything except the revolution controller.
Oh! Touching is good.
Try that peripheral.
So he spoke about the revolution. He said some good stuff about that. No new information, but what is interesting is he spoke about one of the dreams he had. I'm going to read this one if that's okay with you, Nintendo.
It was of the Go Nintendo group, right? It was of us.
God, I hope Charles Miyamoto Brody dreamt wasn't of us. In it.
All right, Miyamoto said, I had this weird dream where I had this really bad cough, so bad that I couldn't breathe. And I was coughing and coughing and coughing, and then I felt something tickling my nose, and I pulled on it, and it was a nose hair. But it just kept coming out, and I kept pulling and pulling, and then it made my cough go away. I think he's been playing too much WarioWare. I don't know. Where does it come in? That's the type of comments you get from geniuses, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, we've all had weird dreams, and we've all talked about it. It's just they didn't get published in Maxim.
So how about this? Let's say the cough is his yearn to make new and innovative games, and the nose hair is him trying to pull it out of his mind and putting it down onto paper. So when he pulls it enough, the cough goes away because he's able to express his idea.
Well,
where are the conversations?
You've been analyzing this for a while.
What do you mean?
Where's the mag? Like, I want to see the magazine.
Well, we'll go out and buy you Maxim later.
Can we get a Playboy too?
And then we'll take
it. Maxim with girls in it.
Oh!
No, not that kind of Maxim.
Like, my only thing is, like, did Maxim ask a question, like, tell us a little something about the revolution, and then he said this?
I think their question was, say the craziest thing you could possibly think of.
Tell us about how much you enjoy nose hairs.
No, seriously.
I don't know.
How did you
I don't
last
know.
Night
for you? Because
maybe they did after his trip maybe to out here to do an interview.
And he gave this
so it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the revolution.
I know.
Nintendo
I was just
anything.
Trying to find
People's
a way to explain
unlock
it.
Unlock their unconscious desires.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe he just has a fear.
With... desire to trim his nose hair.
Yeah, maybe he's got a fear of like being in public and his nose hair sticking out.
We all have that fear. Nintendo doesn't. She just lets him hang. Go ahead, Kirby.
Did we ever figure out what John the Savage's Charles Grodin dream meant?
No. I've tried to get in touch with Charles Grodin, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So maybe your dream and Miyamoto's dream are connected.
He tried to get in touch with Charles Grodin to ask him why he invaded his dream.
I know nothing about that. Click. All right, we got...
Beethoven!
Beethoven! I believe one of the child actors from Beethoven
is missing.
He's
been missing for a week.
Yeah, what's
really?
Up with that? Yeah,
Beethoven... Two of them. Two of the movies. I forget which. The third and fourth, I think.
And this, wow. You have the personal collection, right? Watch Beethoven every day.
No one can identify him. We wish that
child star a safe return home because they can't. They've got to be in their 20s, I guess. Something
is
like
he that?
That?
No. Well, not if it's
the fourth one's
fourth.
Not that.
Oh,
old.
Was the third or the fourth?
Yeah, I don't think.
How
was
old
was
the fourth?
There's 4 years.
Yeah, nobody really saw anyone after the second.
Judge Reinhold's in it.
didn't you talk about this a couple weeks ago?
He's a Beethoven fan.
Well, wait, are these child actors we're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, if they're child actors, they're probably like overdosed in an alley somewhere.
probably had a sleepover. And
they'll turn
his
up
mom.
Eventually.
He probably rode another dog out of his house, thinking it was Beethoven, taking him to like Salvation or something
the,
like
the
that.
The dog they got from Beethoven probably ate him.
We pay Beethoven in food, and we're all out of food.
Beethoven, no!
All right, we got message board questions. But before that, No, I'm not doing that quote. We'll just go into message board questions. I have Koo's questions, which are continued from last week, so sorry about splitting them up, Koo, but we had a lot to get done. So we will continue with your questions. Koo asks, who are your favorite Mario Kart characters? I'm Luigi. Racer, definitely. Hands down. Donnie plays a lot of Mario Kart. Who's your favorite racer?
After you told me that the Luigi second car is the fastest...
It's my car of choice.
And the best to use...
Yeah, I don't know if it's the fastest, but it's definitely my choice.
I have been using that one, but it still doesn't really help me because I'm still losing.
Well, you should stop playing that game because you stink.
I should.
Does anybody else have a favorite Mario Kart character?
Toad.
Toad from Nintendo?
Yeah, I don't know.
I always like the heavyweights, like Bowser and Donkey Kong.
Bowser and the little airplane?
Yeah.
Anybody? You don't have one. Kirby, do you have one, Kirby?
I usually go with either Koopa Troopa or Toad.
Well, are we going to go with any Mario Kart?
Yeah, yeah. We're
going
with
any. Well, I'd probably run with Toad.
I do miss the Koopa Troopa. He should be in all of them.
Yeah, the only Mario Kart I actually own is... Actually, I own two, but I have the original for Super Nintendo and the GBA one.
I know Lube has wasted... Or not wasted, but
his life?
Spent... Lube has wasted his life. Lube has spent maybe an hour playing the Mario Kart on Super Nintendo. Back in the day.
I do. Yeah, no, I like
and not one seizure.
I did like the heavyweights because they were slow to get going, but man, once you get going, they just plow people right
out
of the
way. Well, you and I used to play a lot.
Yeah, you were always Toad.
Didn't Donkey Kong wear like a white guinea tee?
I think so, yeah.
No, wait,
I played as Yoshi.
Was that Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Oh, that's a good question.
In the original,
I guess it was
Donkey
Kong.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's huge. It's out of the original Donkey
Kong. Yeah. All right, Ku asks, what are your favorite courses? If we're talking Mario Kart DS...
You're taking a lot of film courses, though.
Boo! Mario Kart DS.
I just got that now.
The... Bravo, Nintendo. Bravo.
Yeah.
Quick on the uptake. Mario Kart DS, I can't stand any of the original Super Nintendo ones just because I can't race on them anymore. I have a horrible time.
Yeah.
Favorite courses, I don't know. I like a lot of them all. I really like Bowser's Castle in the new Mario Kart DS. Nikki Hill, do you have one from the DS one?
I like the Waluigi pinball.
Oh yeah, that's
quite
a good
bit. And now I can't tell if I enjoy it more going backwards in the mirror races or going like, you know, just in the mirror course or just going regular. But
and let me say,
I kind of like that.
Nikki Hill likes Waluigi's pinball level. Nikki Hill, Mother Brain fight each other. Mother Brain hates the Waluigi pinball course.
Well, that's crazy.
Out of all of them, that's the one she hates the most.
That's awesome.
So you two are destined to kill each other. Does anybody else have any other courses? Or
Rainbow
Road.
No, I was going to say that. I hate that one.
I
don't
like
have
the old...
favorite, but I hate all the rainbow ones.
I used to like the old ghost courses.
Yeah,
yeah.
The ghost courses.
Oh, I like that one.
That's why I like...
Banshee
Boardwalk.
I like
that
one.
That's why I like that they brought back Luigi's Mansion, because it's got the ghost feel to it, so... anyway, Nikki has the Mad Gamer's question.
If you guys could only have one Revolution game ever, only one,
think about
and
it.
There can't be any ties, then which would you want? I know this is a mean question.
I know this is a mean question, and he laughs at us afterwards.
Yeah, he's evil.
If I could have one Revolution game, it's kind of hard to pick since we don't really know any of them. I would go with whatever Zelda game comes out on Revolution. I'm not talking about Twilight Princess. I'm talking about the next one that's only Revolution.
You mean so, Twilight Princess.
So I'll go with whatever comes after Twilight Princess.
I'll go with Metroid.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
And then I'll play your Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. If we all just get together, we'll have a lot of games to play.
I pick whatever the new Smash Brothers is going to be.
So yeah, I want to play that too.
Well, I'll have it, so it'll be alright.
Yeah, what happens if we play like other games? Do we automatically die? Since this is an evil question.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Our heads up, bleed.
What are you going to pick, Mad Gamer? What are you going to pick?
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
now that's a mean question.
Don't make him mad.
I don't think he has an answer.
You took his question and threw it back in his face.
We'll be awaiting your response. Now everybody quiet, he's going to answer. Alright. We have, Lube's going to be reading Striker Jason's question.
Yes, sir. Alright, he kind of has two questions. I'll read the first one first. The second one second.
That's good.
There you go, Lube.
Do you guys think Rareware will be interested in developing for the Revolution? If so, how do you think they will use the controller's unique style for gameplay?
They talked about Perfect Dark on the Revolution, not porting it or anything. They talked about, is it possible, and they said they think it is. So they show interest in Nintendo. Their portable division is allowed to work on the DS, so I don't doubt that they're interested just because of the controller scheme and everything. If we'll ever see a game from their console division working on the Revolution, I don't think so, because
Peter
Microsoft's
Moore,
not going to let them.
Yeah, Peter Moore, we just read it before. Yeah. Rare isn't going anywhere.
Exactly.
So
Rare's going to be with Microsoft for a long time. And your idea?
I just got a great idea for a game on the Revolution with that controller. It's a game that puts you in a bunch of different situations. This is first person, so you'll be in a classroom or you'll be in a public place at a very big conference or meeting or something, and you use the controller as a laser pointer, and you just make real people really angry, and you just aim it at them, and you aim it on the wall, and you aim it on people's heads, and you see what kind of reactions you can get.
That sounds like hours of fun.
That sounds like a great game.
Yeah, and then you walk out in the street and you watch people ride by on bicycles, and you try and get in their eyes. So
yeah,
crash into oncoming traffic.
Wait, I do that already, and that's a game.
that's a definitely an interesting idea.
Work on a Nintendo. That's right. Launch title.
That's for Rareware.
They were asking. Striker Jason also asked.
Are we getting the Striker Jason questions?
I was just going to reiterate.
Sir,
the second part of that question.
Go ahead.
I was going to say they also asked how we think Rare would use the controller. If you're going with Perfect Dark, it's a perfect mix. Mm-hmm. You'd use it as a gun. So. And Cameo, if we're going on the games they made recently, I can't think of any way to use it in Cameo. I mean, the different characters, you can be some have throwing moves, so you can make a throwing motion and stuff like that. There's all different stuff you could do. So anyway, continue, Lou.
Why, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
How do you think the Metroid movie will handle the Metroid universe? Will the camera be from a first-person perspective, like Doom? Or will the camera be free to rotate around beautiful Samus?
You didn't say beautiful. I don't think we could
letting
take...
your emotions get in the way, Lou.
I don't think we could take an entire movie in first person, that style camera.
You'd be sick, yeah.
So I'm going to go with third... I'm going to go with regular movie style, a whole bunch of different camera angles.
The whole movie going to be Samus as a ball?
Yes, it is, actually.
It's going to be Metroid Pinball.
Actually, the whole movie is going to be filmed from the side, the old side-scroller games.
Yes.
So it'll just all be panning shots, and that's it.
For three straight hours.
Four.
No dialogue.
The universe pretty well, then.
And I'd like to see her morph into the ball without using CG.
Man, I thought you were going to say without clothing. I really did.
Yeah.
I really thought that's what you were going to say.
Pervert.
Well,
but the suit does the morphing.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't her body have to be involved in the morph?
Well, we can discuss this later. It's,
the
it's
space pirates never figured out the technology, so I don't think we're going to.
Yeah, all right, I'm not even going into it. It is going to get real.
Without dirty. CG, though, that's my thing.
Okay, so
claymation.
Claymation.
I want to see. I want to see Slimer in there somewhere. Doesn't that, I think that makes good sense.
Well,
right?
Slimer's from that series. So.
Okay.
Very, very good. All right, John Savage has Zidane's questions.
Hello, Zidane. Zidane asks, rings or coins?
All right.
I think we should go around in a circle for each of these questions.
Hold on. I'm going to say that what he means by this question is there's always been an ongoing debate on what the items, the circular items are you pick up in Sonic, because I've heard people call them coins and I've heard people call them rings. I've seen wars about it on message boards, and I've personally had this fight with people before. So that's what we're going to go with this question. We'll go around the table. Donnie, rings or coins?
I would have to say rings.
Kirby.
Does it really matter?
Yes. I agree with Zidane. It does matter.
Why?
Because I've had this fight before, and it's clearly one answer. What's your answer? I feel like, what's that guy? Sunday morning TV?
Yeah,
McLaughlin?
No!
Answer's wrong! Next question! Well, we can come back to you if you don't have an answer. Nikki Hill.
Can I call them halos?
Halos. I say rings.
Well, I'd say rings. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to, you
I'm
know,
I'm just joshing.
I just wanted to hear what Ron Reed said. So
trying to rustle
you.
Your feathers, Lou.
John the Savage.
I'm gonna call them what they look like. Rings.
Oh. Lou.
Onion rings?
Well, in the beginning, there was Mario, which used coins, and there was Sonic, which was developed by a whole nother system and a whole nother developer, and they didn't want to use coins like Mario. So instead of making coins like in Mario,
Loop's choice is coins.
Use rings! Rings!
So his answer is
there's
coins.
A hole in the middle of it! It ain't a coin!
Nintendo.
Well, they sound like coins, but they look like rings. And sometimes people can sound like girls, but they look like boys. But that doesn't make them any less boys.
So, oh! Wow!
Well, wow.
What a very good explanation.
Oh, ring.
Kirby, do you have an answer, or are you staying staying out of this one?
I think they're SpaghettiOs.
All right.
Wait. That's the clear answer.
Actually, no. They're giant hoop earrings, and Sonic's collecting them because he needs something to match with his shoes.
Bling bling.
I feel like we're on an episode of The Match Game.
Can I ask why they are rings, though? Like, or why is it important?
I gave the
why is it important? It's just because the argument of people calling them coins and rings.
There are strange people out there calling them coins.
Nintendo, we're doing a show about video games. None of this is really important.
Don't stop listening. It's still important.
No, I just mean in the grand scale of things, video games are for entertainment, and I love them, and that's why we run the site. But that's why this argument is important.
I just want to say this. People are calling them coins because they were made popular. Like, the whole idea, like Lube said, was made popular with Mario and coins being used. So they collect the coins. That's the only reason people get rings and coins confused.
Because I don't know what
because
game they're
so
playing.
Used to talking about Mario.
collect the coins.
Oh,
they're so used to talking about the coins that they just say coins.
Sonic, collect the coins.
I understand that.
When Lube was ranting, I wasn't listening, so I might be repeating. But I guess it's important because then Sonic would be copying Mario for the coins.
That's what he was saying.
It's important because they're not coins.
They wanted to make something different to make it not the same as Mario.
Sound.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
They make a close sound.
Rings are metallic, so of course it's going to sound like metal. Just like coins
metal goes
do.
Clink, not ka-ching.
Oh, ka-ching you.
Wait, what's that? The cash register goes ka-ching.
What's that series of novels, Lord of the Coins?
That was a stupid joke.
Yeah, well, you know what the debate? People think they're coins in the Sonic game!
Alright,
so Nintendo has a fight with Lube and with Nikki Hill. Alright.
And the funny thing is all three of us
agree.
Yeah.
But Nintendo just loves to fight and cause anger.
Yeah.
Alright, John.
I'm angry.
John, continue.
Okay, Zidane also asks, what's your favorite book of all time?
Hill, would you like to say what your favorite book is?
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you just talked about Lord of the Coins!
Oh, I never read that.
Lloyd of the Corn!
God, I was giving you an in right there and you didn't take it!
Segway!
Lloyd of the Coins!
How long have we been friends?
Lloyd of the Corn!
Lloyd in space. How long have we been friends?
Too long.
Yeah. You don't. I never read that book, you stupid.
Read it again. Read that question again.
What's your favorite book of all time?
Lord of the Rings! That's my book! Lord of the Rings! I can't get enough of it! All three of them! I gotta get more!
I thought you were gonna say Lord of the Coins. Lord of the Cords.
Wait, what's the question again?
What's your favorite
Savage?
Book?
Read the question, John Savage.
Zidane asks, what's your favorite book of all time?
Lord of the Coins!
Yay!
Time's a charm.
Amazing.
Alright, now Nintendo is really itching for us to go around the table with this one too. So we'll start with Donnie. What's your favorite book of all time?
I know it!
Oh, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yay!
Or not.
I really can't say that. There goes my masculinity.
It's gone.
It was gone before.
When you were talking about the Spice Cats.
What?
You guys
wow, that's
that?
Going back a couple
that's
episodes.
Yeah, that's going back to, was it New Year? No, the week before New Year.
I don't even remember.
Knows.
Yeah,
we went
I
around
remember
asking
that.
About
Nikki
pets.
Hill noticed
it. Oh, yeah.
Spice Cats.
Oh,
I get it.
Drew and Nutmeg.
All right, Kirby, do you have a favorite book of all time?
My favorite book is Watchmen by Alan Moore. It's actually a graphic novel. It started out as a series of 12 comics, and but I just read the trade paperbacks.
Nikki Hill. Real answer this time.
There's a lot. There's a lot that I like to have.
Playboy,
into.
Penthouse.
Do magazines count as books?
No. Yeah, do the calendars count? I'm gonna probably, I guess, just say Diary by Chuck Palahniuk.
Diarrhea. That's what he was gonna say.
It's really good, but I've been reading another book, and it's really good. Maybe we'll talk about it another time.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to take too much time.
I'm gonna have to admit that I hardly ever read books, so I'm gonna have to go with one that is constantly stayed in my mind. My teacher is an alien.
Oh, wow. That book's awesome!
That book
you've ever read.
I remember that.
Yeah. I read Chalk with Fever.
Yeah, I remember that.
I read Starring Skinny Bones.
And something with a
crack. Oh, I used to read those.
Starring Skinny Bones.
So really, what you're saying is you haven't read anything since fifth grade.
I've read all the My Teacher is an Alien. If I still had those books today, I'd read them tonight.
I think I still have them. I can bring them
is
over.
Is that the one on the cover? Ooh. It's got the hand eating out of the popcorn bowl?
No.
It's
teacher is ripping his face off and it's an
that's
alien
scary.
Hand.
It's a green face with like red eyes.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the books, the R.L. Stein books?
I also liked Goosebumps. I also liked The Boxcar Children.
Yeah,
I like used to read those.
Just
that
like
book,
Oscar the Grouch.
The alien teacher thing scared me. The cover was scary. And the other one with the hand in the popcorn, I had nightmares about the crawling hand.
That's a Goosebumps,
then.
Yeah.
John, I was going to say that's probably Goosebumps.
John Savage, do you have a book?
Well, for those of you who know where my name came from, Brave New World. But I'm a Lord of the Rings nut. So.
Lord of the Coins.
Lord of the Coins nut. I'm Lord of the Coins.
I think I hear our listeners plummeting.
Oh gosh.
I'm very much like Brave
New World. Why did they trip or something?
What, we're not at you yet, Nintendo.
It's not my favorite. So
Lube, do you have a favorite book?
I like Brave New World, Lord of the Coins. They're all good. There's this other book that no one's ever heard of because it's awesome and it only exists in my bedroom.
Captain Underpants.
No, it's called Time of the Great Freeze
by Lube.
No, it's actually a real book, but it was published in, like, the 60s or something, and it's about, like, an ice age, and people live underground, and it's crazy, and I love it. And they should make a movie out of that book.
Okay. Nintendo.
I have a three-way tie between Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I enjoy all the Harry Potters, but that's my favorite one. Perks of Being a Wallflower and its ancestor, which is Catcher in the Rye. So I can use it as a...
Can I have an explanation of this Wallflower book, just a short one?
It's the same as Catcher in the Rye.
Synopsis.
Except it's
if it's the same thing, then what's the point of reading?
Is it the same thing?
It's the same basic premise set in the 80s, and I like it.
Lame! Boring!
All right, man! Nintendo's face!
I've been wanting to read that. It's just... takes
so long. Yeah, it's just that when you pick it up and you read the cover, you fall asleep because it's so horrible.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's one thing to attack John the Savage, but Nintendo will kill you.
Yeah, maybe sorry, someone's going to read Perks of Being a Wallflower, then go out and shoot Paul McCartney.
Yes, that's what I said. I'm going to use it as an excuse to assassinate people, which is going to be lewd.
Wow.
I read the first five pages of Catcher in the Rye.
Let's not get into that stuff.
Not actually.
We're not telling you to go out and kill people, everybody, and we don't plan on doing it, as far as I know, so.
You told me to kill John the Savage earlier today.
Shh, don't talk about that. All right.
What? Guys, and love girl.
That. I hate this PC crap.
When I you and
whoa.
You
Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo will be taking the last set of questions.
I don't know if I can have angry.
Oh my god.
And Boo Ollie asks, do you guys like anime? And all right. If so,
oh, sorry,
what
go
is your fave? I'll answer first.
Well,
go ahead. Everybody quiet.
I freaking love anime. Only because Raw Meat got me watching it. My favorite is Chobits because it's the only one I've finished all the way through. I also
nice
like Serial Experiments Lane, which I never finished, so I really have no idea what's going on. And Hibane I started, which was good, but I don't know what it's about. And that's it.
Alright, I guess we'll go around the table. Donnie, do you have a favorite anime? Or do you like anime?
Well, you know, it's kind of cool. But I'm not really a big fan. I did watch Chobits with Nintendo, and
found it enjoyable.
Yeah, the end was a little woo, but
woo,
woo. It's all about me. All
right, Kirby.
I used to like anime a lot when I was younger, mostly just because I like animation, and you know, anime is it's very impressive to look at. I guess I prefer the movies over like
series, just because, in the series, there's just, like, you know, they have lower budgets, and as a result, I think sometimes things like dialogue and it just, like, you know, it can be really irritating.
Yes.
But, yeah, some of my favorites as far as movies are...
Oh, rubber bugs.
No, I like Akira and Ninja Scroll and Perfect Blue and Princess Mononoke, stuff like that. It's all good.
Mickey Hill?
I do like some of the series. I never got through all of Chobits, but I did see a couple of them I knew it was about. And, oh yes, I like anime. Start from the beginning. I like anime. I just think a lot of their ideas and everything, they definitely come out with some really great ideas, like in Chobits. I just love the whole idea of the Persecoms and everything. And just not that, but then a character who falls in love with one.
It's He's like this, building one.
It's just totally, it's a total, like, to forbidden love sort of thing. I just love it.
He's into that.
I know I shouldn't.
Forbidden love.
I know I shouldn't love it, but I love it. You get it? Fooly Cooly is up there. That's pretty much what started the whole kick. Thank you, Raw Meat.
I hate that.
Shut up.
Chobits, Perfect Blue as well. That film, I think, you know...
That film's not an anime.
Sorry?
I said net film's not an anime. Didn't you just say net film?
No, that film.
Oh, I thought you said net film.
I was going to go on with a
Wait,
bit
what
of
is
a thought.
Net film?
I don't know. A combination of iFilm and Netflix.
I was just going to say that Perfect Blue kind of, you know, took some ideas that a lot of films now utilize. And then Grave of the Fireflies was also something that's... It came from, like, the 80s about, I guess. But it's really serious and very dramatic and very sad, but really good.
Miyazaki made that, right? Do you know?
I
could be wrong.
I don't think so, actually. But I should have mentioned that. Yeah, I also enjoyed Fooly Cooly and also Cowboy Bebop. I forgot the name.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I think, like, everyone that mentioned something, we're going to agree. Because, I mean, a lot of it's... Wow, hey. It's so good.
All right. I'm gonna...
Memoirs is really
No
good.
Lubes, man. Yeah.
Right. No, Memories. I didn't
memories.
See Memoirs.
All right, I'm going to get into memories. Mine. I had a huge collection of anime.
You just want to talk about it, Johnny Savage.
Like, it was in my house as of a couple months ago. But anime mixed with video games was just so expensive. I got into anime, like, a couple years ago, and I really love it. And I still do love it. But it's just too expensive to keep up both hobbies. So, I knew if I had the anime in my house that having the collection would constantly tempt me to buy new ones. So I sold my entire anime collection on eBay, which was a huge lot, and there's some very happy man out there. And John the Savage hates me for it.
Makes me very sad.
The best part is how John the Savage walked in and is like, hey, I really want to watch this one series. Oh, where'd all the anime go?
So, anime that I love, Fooly Cooly, was the one that got me started in anime. I mean, I'd seen Akira and stuff like that before, and Ghost in the Shell, and I love that. But Fooly Cooly really got me into the series and stuff like that. Fooly Cooly, Chobits, Neon Genesis Evangelion, just so much stuff.
Fruits Basket.
I did own Fruits Basket. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. I couldn't go through all of it. So,
oh, what's that crazy?
Kalito
one?
Star was good.
Kalito Star was good. Kalito Star was one? More of a younger kid one, girly oriented, but I did enjoy it.
I don't
so.
Know if Gainax did.
Oh, Gantz.
The
didn't get too far with that one.
The one that was done by Fooly Cooly people.
Magical Shopping Arcade Abino Bashi.
No, there's another one.
That was
one,
the
though.
One. Fooly Cooly people did that. Oh, Dead Leaves.
No, there's another one.
No, there
that's,
isn't.
No, that's
I thought,
it.
Didn't the people who do Fooly Cooly did that other one? The I don't remember. The one that took place in, like, the school, and, like, I remember the one girl's crazy, and she was following the little black dots in her eyes. That's all I remember of.
Oh, no, Azumanga Daioh?
Yeah, they
No, they weren't involved in that.
No, stupid.
Wrong!
I thought they did, because there was all these, like, references
Wrong!
To
Next
it.
Question!
All right, John Savage.
I, the first anime I ever saw was on the Sci-Fi Channel. That was
Saturday Anime.
Oh, well, I missed those days. Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, yeah, that's also a good one.
I miss those days. I really do.
I thought was so awesome.
Yeah, I know. I actually watched that movie at my grandparents' house when I was really young, and I was like, oh my god, this is so violent.
I saw that on their anime block, and I saw Iria. Zerum the Animation. It was. They showed it all the time, but anyway, go ahead, John said.
But then I discovered Ghost in the Shell, and that was my favorite for a while, and Neon Genesis Evangelion is currently, I just think it's just amazing.
Yeah, John Savage just finished that one recently.
Last summer.
Lube, go ahead and name your two favorites.
Most of the ones that people have mentioned, but there are some lackings. Number one is... Believe It! Naruto! Oh, amazing!
Wait, the name of the show is Believe It, Naruto?
No. It's Believe It, comma, Naruto!
He just likes to scream Believe It in people's faces.
Believe It! And then, number two, amazing, Berserk! No one thought of Berserk. So freaking violent. I love it.
Do you have another one?
Yes, okay. I have a couple others.
I was going to say it because I know you like this one. So.
Vampire Hunter D. Like, Record of Lotus War.
That's the one I was
Record of
say.
Lotus War is so good.
And it's still expensive.
I know. It's still like $60 for the two discs. I'm so mad.
Ridiculous.
I think I only saw the first one.
And Steam Boy.
Oh, Steam Boy. Yeah.
Appleseed was good too.
Did we hit on everybody? Did you get to go?
She went first.
Alright, well then they're good. Continue.
Andrew Ollie also asks, when you mention games release dates, could you give European or UK release date? He goes on to say, you are, because you are confusing me with it, and now I am also confused.
Yeah, I think his point was to try and make us feel the confusion that he was feeling, so. I have thought about covering the UK dates. It's just so much, but like, I promise in the future for bigger titles like Zelda and Mario titles and bigger name titles, I'll try and get the release dates for the UK up there.
Seriously, Romy? We're waiting for it.
I know. I run a horrible site. I admit it.
And we are based in England.
That's true. No, I've thought about it with a few stories because there's other...
Spending some alone time with the missus tonight, are you?
We have people that read... We have people that read from all over the place, so I should try and do a better job of
releasing.
We're actually
faking American accents right now.
All right, so I'll try and do a better job in the future. So that's it for questions. So we have a couple more things to hit on before the end of the show.
I'm going to hit on Nintendo.
Oh.
Hey, Nintendo, what you doing after the show?
Always a wise idea when Donnie's sitting right there. All right.
Donnie encourages me.
After many weeks, as we have discussed, we have chosen a tagline for the site. Woo! Thank you to everyone for your submissions. Special thank you to Madiak because there were... tons of submissions from him. Like,
close to a million.
Probably close to a million. And we're going Nintendo's doing a drum roll on this one. Our tagline is... What are you waiting for? With the U, italicized.
Oh! Ooh. Fancy!
The winning tagline comes to us via Tismatron, so thank you, Tismatron! Madiak, we still very much appreciate all your suggestions, and some of yours were in the final list, I guarantee it, but this is what we ended up going with. So please, if we ever have another contest, go nuts again. We love your submissions, but this is the one we chose.
What does he win?
I'm not going to discuss what he wins yet because we have things coming to us this week.
He wins a date with Crazy Lou!
Right?
We want to give him
something good. Yeah. So we have things coming to the site this week for review. And when I'm done with those products, we'll decide which we're going to give you. So I'll be emailing you or private messaging you on the board later this week. So I promise to you, it will not be a crappy prize.
PM him on
PM me on Yahoo Chat. Alright, and this week, we're going to start something a little new. In the past, we've talked about it at least a couple times about adding a little music section to the show where we play a little clip from a song and you guys get to guess what it is. And we're going to try and make this a weekly feature. I know it took us at least 10 shows to do it, But we've decided since we're getting close to our 25th show, we'll start adding some new things in. So this is one of them. First week, the song is... I'm trying to make it fairly easy, but not ridiculously easy.
You didn't explain what you're doing.
I'm going to get to it if you let me talk.
I need you to say the song.
Will you let me explain?
Come on, what are you waiting for? Hey! What are you waiting for?
I'm going to play a 3-second clip from a song from a video game. How it works is, if you know what song that is, or I mean, if you know what game it comes from, email me the answer. The answer will be the name of the game. Then everyone that answers correctly, we will put all your names in a hat, and we will pull out one winner for various prizes, whatever. So, this week, as I was trying to say, we're doing something fairly easy, but not easy to the point where it's
like Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda, Mario, something like that. So, have a listen. You're going to get 3 seconds. I'll replay the 3 seconds, and that's it. So, listen up.
So,
what? Go ahead. No, go ahead. You ruined it.
Everybody,
I'm going to sing it. Dooba, dooba, dooba.
Can we only have,
Should we only do
like one entry per person, or is people send in as many as
one entry per person?
Got that? One entry per person.
And I guess we'll announce on next week's show.
We will announce on next week's show.
You know what we're going to see now, though? We're going to see a lot more people registering under a lot of different names.
You can check
IP
addresses.
Way to give them that idea. Yep.
We have ways of checking. I mean, a lot of you obviously know how we can check where they're coming from. So it's an honesty policy. I trust you guys to not cheat, so. Now, take a listen. 3 seconds. Go! Very good.
I counted to 3.
Alright, and now we're gonna... Now? No, we're gonna... we're gonna play the 3 seconds again, so listen up again.
I counted to 3 again.
Well, I still missed it.
It's definitely an asset.
So make sure you email your response to my email. You can find it on the site. I'm not going to... Well, all right. I've changed my email recently, but all the email addresses you have for me will all forward to my one current email address. So anything you've ever talked to me through before, you can use the same one. So email us with your response. We'll pick a name out of a hat next week, and on the next week's show, we'll announce the winner.
Is there a deadline for this? Or is it just up until next Friday?
I say Saturday.
Pick a time on Saturday.
Yeah, I say 8 o'clock Saturday. How about that?
What? How about we pick the name on the next show?
What?
Wow. Do it on the show.
Oh my god, that would be amazing!
Yeah, oh my god, the right winner in your face!
No.
Believe it!
Oh yeah, I will be the next Lord.
Alright, yeah, we'll pick the winner on next week's show.
Oh.
That's gonna be amazing!
Yeah, it'll blow your mind!
And actually, Nikki Hill and myself dressed up as Mario and Luigi, so we could use a Mario or Luigi hat to pull a name out of!
With raccoon ears!
So I'm gonna nominate Nikki Hill, since he's here every week, to write down everybody's name and put him in
hat.
Alright, so we hope you enjoyed that little segment. I know we tried to do it a long time ago and didn't get around to it, but like I said, we're coming up on the 25th show. Things are changing. Give you new stuff to enjoy. So, now that that's done, we're done. So, stop listening.
I quit.
Leave us alone.
So, done.
You didn't say Saturday 8 a.m. What time zone?
I didn't say 8 a.m.
8
p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always have your pet spayed or neutered.
What's your question, Donnie, before we end?
How if we end it at 8 o'clock on a Saturday, how are we going to cut all the names out on time?
Don't worry. It's going to get taken care of. There's no time limit. If the show's up and you haven't answered, then or you answered like a couple minutes before it shows up, then you're obviously not in the running. That's it.
Yeah, obviously it took you too long to get your act together, buddy.
Now we can end the show. And is Nintendo really asking Mother Brain's line seriously?
I never did it before. Is it the red button?
You know what the stop button is?
It's the, one that looks like stop.
Okay, I didn't want to
push the sea button.
No, that's the record button.
Stop right now. That's... Here I go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You didn't stop.
Wow.
It looks like a square.
Donnie, go give her some help.
Yellow square.
Go. So hit it.